Welcome to the Tutor Podcast, the only weekly show for anyone who is in the business of helping people. If you're a tutor, a teacher, or a coach, the Tutor Podcast will help you start, grow, and love your tutoring business in plain English without the buzzwords and BS. If you want to make more money and make more of a difference, the Tutor Podcast will be with you every step of the way.
Hi, it's Neil Camido here with episode 315 of the Tutor Podcast, the Monday morning show for anyone who wants to start, grow, and love their tutoring, teaching, or coaching business the same way I've loved mine for the last 25 years. As always, I'm just here to share ideas and insights I've had, borrowed, or just plain stolen during the 25 years I've been in business, from the tens of thousands of pounds I've invested and continue to invest in my own training and education, wisdom from the hundreds of books I've consumed, and to do it in a no-nonsense, no BS kind of way. You see, I figure that if I can give you some of what I've found useful in my own restless search for ideas, improvements in technique and process, which can make my life run more smoothly, more happily, with less effort, with a lot more fun, to make my businesses more profitable, make my teaching more effective, and generally allow me to float through the world, leaving everyone I interact with feeling insanely good. If I can give you some of that, maybe you'll have a better day. If you're okay with that, let's just crack on with today. Because today I want to talk about what I do with my precious time. This is a really, really difficult thing to do, but it's totally worth it. It's a form of just activity tracking. Now, some of you will probably do this already, but there'll be a very, very small proportion of the audience. The idea is that you just keep an eye on what you're doing on a daily basis. I like to do this about once a month because it's emotionally very tough for me to do. I really do find that it exposes me to my own bullshit and nonsense, and it just calls me out on it. So I think to do this, you've got to be brave. You've got to be able to hold yourself up to scrutiny and look at the reality of what you do on a day-to-day basis. So do it for 1 week, if you dare, once a month. Go back to the process time after time after time and just see what changes. So here's what I do. You can adopt it or you can adapt it or dismiss it. It's entirely up to you. As many of you know, I love to work on paper. Some folks are happy working on an app or some kind of spreadsheet. Basically, I'll just have a column for my activities marked out in 30-minute intervals. This is where I'm just going to keep a brief note of what I was doing. Across the rows go half an hour intervals. So like 10 o'clock, 10:30, 11 o'clock, 11:30, so on. And to the right of that, I've got four columns. Numbered plus one, zero, minus one and minus two. And these are where I rate my activities, depending on how good, bad or bloody awful they actually are. The first column, the plus ones, this is the really important stuff. This is the long-term activity that has some lasting benefit to it. So I'm looking for enduring or repeat benefits from this activity. So that'll be something that effectively builds the business up, promotes a passive income, for example, puts together a deal, recruits or trains a member of staff, or gets a tradesman on board to go and do some work for me. It's the acquisition of customers or the marketing of the business. So even things like copywriting and updating the website fit into this. Above all, this is strategic work, things like product creation or acquisitions. In my property businesses, I'm looking to buy another property, which will make me money for as long as I own it. That's definitely a plus one activity. And in this level, if you like, this rating, I always include exercise, because without health, you're completely screwed. Now, I'm a bit picky about it because I'll only rate it as plus one if I'm listening to an improving book or relevant podcast whilst I'm doing it. So all the plus ones, They're things that will give me a benefit for a long time. They're not just there in the moment. In the column to the right of the plus ones, I've got the zero rated stuff. These are the maintenance activities, or the treading water activities, if you like, which are totally necessary, but they're immediate and they don't last long. So this is, for me, teaching in the room. It's necessary, it's immediate, but when that session's over, it's over. I'm not going to earn anything more from doing that session. The trade-off of time for money is a linear equation. You'll run out of time, so there's automatically a cap on your earning potential, which is where you only want to spend the necessary amount in the zero-rated stuff and spend more time in the plus-one section. This is the being hands-on, you know, with everything, really. Now, I struggle with this because I have issues over control and perfectionism and letting other people do it for me. And this includes things like scheduling and managing students. I include travel in this particular activity. If I'm listening to something useful or making calls en route to a plus one activity or opportunity, then I'll rate the travel as a zero because it's kind of neutral. I'm getting some benefit from it. So anything that's immediate with no enduring ongoing benefits flowing from it, that's a plus one. Sorry, that's a zero rated activity. To the right of that, I've got the minus one activities. These are the things I shouldn't be doing. These are immediate and distracting. They don't actually produce anything. So I'm thinking things like admin, office work. Much as I love playing at office and shuffling bits of paper around, I shouldn't be doing it. So I'll get my assistant to do that for me. In the property businesses, it's going out and fixing houses. I love being on the tools in my property businesses and taking care of the people and the properties. But I shouldn't be doing it. I might go out and save 30 quid doing a Mickey Mouse job in one of the houses. That time would be better spent putting together a 10, 20, 30,000 pound benefit deal. It's not the best use of my time. And I am gradually weaning myself off it. Other things I shouldn't be doing is cleaning my house, doing the ironing. I should and do pay someone to do those things for me. If I catch myself doing it for anything other than emergency reasons, that's a minus one activity and a slap on the wrist for me. Then there are the bogus research activities that we all get sucked into. These are the YouTube rabbit holes and, you know, ordinary TV watching, if you like. They don't deliver any benefit and they just slow you down a little bit. In the minus one section, I always include unnecessary and or irrelevant meetings or Zoom calls. In addition to that, if I'm going to one of those meetings, then any travel, even if I'm listening to an audio book, will be rated minus one because it's negative. Okay, so over on the right-hand side, all the way to the right, I've got my minus two activities. These are what I call toxic activities and dark vortices. This is the stuff I really, 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 really shouldn't be doing. These things have a tendency to leave a negative hangover. They're dragging energy and mood down, even after the event has ended. So in the minus two sections, the dark vortices, I've got hanging out with certain people. Golden rule is don't deal with tossers. These are the time leeches and energy vampires that everyone knows. And they tend to hold lots of unnecessary meetings. Don't spend time with them. There's the pointless social media. Oh, God. This is other people's lunches, their half-baked opinions, and their ill-informed, unhinged rants. Avoid interaction of any kind with trolls and morons on social media. Just deny them the oxygen of your attention because it takes time for your mood and energy to reset when you've finally disentangled yourself from that mess. And it's the same with doom scrolling. This is the constant flow of bad news out there. And your incredible ability to click on something that looks terrifying, which will take you to the next terrifying thing, and the next, and the next. This stuff can ruin your day if you expose yourself to it. So, there's an earthquake in somewhere land. Let me ask you a question. How is this something you must be worried about? It's thousands of miles away. You don't know anybody there. You have no agency or power to control the earthquake. You're not immediately involved in the relief effort. Let's be blunt about this. Does it really matter? Don't let the endless bad news ruin your mood for hours on end, because that will stretch out and fill your whole day. And that can easily ruin your whole week, or month, or even years, just wallowing in the woe to the world doom mongering that you have no control over. You've no agency, you have no power over it. Why spend your time there? We all know people who are affected by the news. It knocks their duck off for the whole day. Don't be one of them. The next one is a bit of a confession. And this is your tendency to buy and eat food which actually harms you. You've had that carb coma after lunch feeling when all you want to do is lie down and go to sleep, haven't you? Why would anyone with more than half a brain choose to inflict a carb coma on themselves? Then chances are that loss of energy, that loss of drive, and your instant overpowering urge to go to sleep is really harming your chances of success. In addition, you're almost certainly undermining your health and well-being, because anything that shuts you down like that has got to be bad news, hasn't it? Now, I know you're going to do it. I do it too, and I hate myself when I do. Inside my head, there's a voice shouting, "Stupid Neil! Bad Neil!" And that isn't what I want in my head when I'm trying to work on really important projects. It's just daft to do that. So I'm quitting that particular ridiculous behaviour because it's toxic and it lasts for hours. Are you doing it too? Or is it just me? Am I an isolated case of stupid? Let me know in the comments. Send me an email, info@neilcamedo.com, just to tell me whether I am truly stupid or whether I'm not the only one. Another really nasty, toxic minus two activity is other people's problems. Everybody's happy to share their problems with you. I believe there should be a bronze plaque above my desk that says, "I, Neil Camedo, hereby swear my solemn oath to insulate myself from other people's shrieking need for my attention, my time and my energy. I recognise that the crisis of their indolence and stupidity is not my problem. I have the absolute right to say no to their fuckwittery and the absolute duty to say yes to my own golden path." Would you ever get that made on eBay? So basically, the minus two stuff is anything that leaves you in a negative state, which will take time for you to crawl back out of. So if you rate your activities every half an hour or so, well, just put a dot in the relevant column and a very brief comment to the left to say what you're doing. Then you can whittle away the things that aren't good. You've got to be really honest about this, because if your data isn't good, then you're not dealing with reality, you're dealing with some weird fantasy you've crafted for yourself. And we all do that too, don't we? Anyway, don't fudge it. You know, that Bigfoot rabbit hole isn't really research, is it? So keep your scores, and at the end of the day, add them up, take a look. If you've got mostly zeros and the odd plus one, go you. You're doing great and you're heading towards making a fortune, because you're probably going to come out on the positive side. If you're mostly zeros, you're busy making a living, standing still. If you're zeros and minus ones, then you're probably just hanging on in there. And if you've got mostly minus ones and some minus twos, you're in deep trouble. and it's not going to end well for you. So man up and deal with it. Now you know how it is that your behavior is screwing yourself over, you can get busy in changing it. This will be hard. It's not as hard as dealing with the consequences of things not being fixed. So if you find yourself doing something stupid, set a constraint to make it hard to do that thing. If you find yourself doing something truly positive, figure out ways to make it easy for yourself. I found these weeks of examination are absolutely brutal, but totally worth it. That's why I'll reiterate it once a month and monitor the changes over time. If you're making progress, it should get less painful each cycle, each iteration. I dare you to try it. But do you dare to really examine how you're spending your precious time? Let me know what you think and how it goes for you. I would love to hear from you, because I'm trying to find out whether I am an isolated case of stupid or not. If I'm not, that would be nice. If I am, happy days. Quite happy to be weird. Drop me an email, guys. It's info@neilcamido.com. You can find me on X, which used to be called Twitter when things were truly sensible, where I am at Tutor Podcast. And if this show helps you at all, if you have questions or suggestions, I'd like to hear them. Get in touch. I'm here to listen as well as talk. And of course, I don't have all the answers, so maybe you can help me out with some of your answers. Once again, that email address is info@neilcamido.com. And on X, I am at Tutor Podcast. That's all for today, guys. So if you haven't already, please like and subscribe to the podcast. And as always, I'll be back next week with more no BS ideas and more tips to help you to start, grow, and love your tutoring business, just like I love mine. I hope this episode has got you thinking and has been some help. So till next time, stay healthy, stay useful, and have a fabulous day.
Get in touch with the Tutor Podcast via email or social media, and the Tutor Podcast team will be listening. Subscribe on iTunes and you'll automatically get the latest episode directly sent to your device. And remember to share, rate, and review TTP so that we can help other people to start, grow, and love their tutoring businesses.